This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I like the players that they drafted a lot, and he is correct in saying they had to add to the defense. They just paid a couple of players there, Greg Rousseau, Christian Benford. So you're going to have to find value at high value, expensive positions, defensive line, corner. I love them adding the players that they did there. I also like this receiving group, but I do kind of wish they added speed. And that's not just about the draft, frankly. That's about free agency as well. I think they've got size. They've got guys who are fantastic working out of the slot. And they added Palmer, who's a great possession receiver. I just would have loved a deep threat.
Mina Kimes on the Bills. A lot of talk about the wide receiver group the last couple of days or years. I think before we get to your calls, the pushback from those who think the Bills are short at wide receiver in terms of this draft that just ended is about round four. As we've had to point out a couple of times here lately, you're not exactly hearing they should have picked one at 30 or even necessarily day two, although that would have been less expensive, of course. And, you know, there's that. But I think it's like Royals to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. I think it's the fourth round. And in fairness to the Bills, and this is kind of what Brandon Bean has said, who was I supposed to think comes in over the top of somebody we have that's picked on Saturday? And like you've said, well, you don't know. You can't have it happen if you don't pick somebody. You have to try. But I think really, in terms of the draft, I don't know who in free agency the Bills were supposed to have wanted, to the Mina Kimes comments. But, you know, Royals, somebody like that, there were guys there that, you know, would have had potential. And instead the Bills went back to defensive line and then back to the secondary and then again back to the secondary as Saturday played out.
That's why I think the question that I think still may have been responsible for setting the whole thing off, if that's even right. How do you prioritize it? Do you think you prioritize it in line with the rest of the league? And if not, you know, explain. Like, why not? Because, you know, we watched them. They obviously prioritized TJ Sanders. I mean, they moved way up in round two to make that happen. That was a priority, a position of need. And look, I'm not arguing that even outweighs whatever priority they would have had on receiver. But when you don't make a move to get a guy, you don't prioritize him, then you're not going to move up ahead of a team that's going to pick the guy that you think might have best fit you because you're not prioritizing it. It's not something you're waiting for it to just come to you. And, like, that's fine. I'm all for letting the draft come to you. But when you have a reputation for moving way up to make moves to get a guy like they did this year in the second round, then you're telling on yourself. You're telling me you prioritize that. And again, I don't have a second round guy in mind for this point that they should have done that instead of TJ Sanders. But a similar move to get a guy on Saturday, I think was fair to want. And if they had prioritized it more, maybe it would have happened. But it didn't. So I don't know. Maybe there were no prospects left at all that they liked enough to want to do that. That seems hard to imagine with how many guys that, you know, were available. But still, I think the prioritizing it is a big question that I think is fair to ask now.
Here's Patrick with us. Hi, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I remember on when we broke the drought on New Year's Eve, I went to a party that night, and one of my friends who's an avid Bills fan, he was a little bit less pumped up than the rest of us, and I remember pressing on him on it a little bit. And he sort of said something like, yeah, this is really cool, but, like, I want to win a Super Bowl. You know, and I remember at the time kind of saying, like, are you crazy? Like, you can't say that. You know, mm-hmm. We don't do that, you know. And so fast forward 8 years and, you know, kind of looking back on that and thinking of that sort of learned, you know, lack of ambition as a Bills fan, like, that just seemed like such a preposterous thing to say. And when you talk to sort of like Bean and McDermott apologists now, you know, the subtext and sometimes, you know, directly it just comes out as like, well, do you want things to go back to the way they were? And so I think when someone's argument sort of boils down to that over the merits of somebody's job that they're doing is like, it could be worse. It's like, yeah, I totally appreciate how much better things are now. They absolutely are. And this sort of suffering, as you guys spoke about, is definitely less painful than the suffering we endured during the drought. But with that said, like, you've got, you know, Allen is going to end up being a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. And it's like, so, you know, like when Bean called into Jeremy and he pulled that flex, which was funny, by the way, because it really wasn't analogous to anything Jeremy was saying. It was like kind of a non sequitur. But he pulls this flex out about Allen, and it's like, yes, great, great intuition. Thank you for being right about that. And, like, go win a Super Bowl. So it, life is full right. of these contradictions. Like, I'm totally grateful for this iteration for the Bills, and I'm not satisfied. And I think that's okay. So, you know, and the last thing I'll just say really quickly is I feel like part of this Bean thing is, well, first of all, thank you for breaking up this dead period of the NFL season with this call. But also I want to blame a little bit the Sabres because, you know, part of this receiver discussion is like, we can't talk about the Sabres all year because they stink. So we're having the 15th conversation about, our, you know, our receiver room. And so I want to blame the Sabres a little bit. Thank you.
Entirely, entirely fair. I think to do that.
Can we just blame it all on the Sabres?
I think that's right. We strive to be talking.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment your local Ford stores share, and that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
About what you want to be talking about or hearing about, and my sense a lot of the time this year has been that that is not the Sabres. It is not a scientific conclusion that I've drawn, but just sitting here for all these years, it often feels that way to me. So I hear you. Good job, because I am overall grateful, but yeah, I'm not satisfied. I want to see that championship too. You know, selfishly, I want it to happen while I'm still doing this. I want it to happen while my parents are still alive and they're in their 90s. Like, the clock is always ticking to me. So, like, I very good job sort of capturing how I feel by the caller, I would say.
It's almost like life itself. I mean, if you've been going to all these games, you're a season ticket holder all these years, and like the last 5 years, you know what the Bills' record at home is in the last 5 years? 35-7. 35-7. You've gone out there 42 times. Some of those games are like your big favorite. Some of those games are, this is really good. 35-7. And just like they tell you when you have kids, about savoring every moment, because then soon they'll be gone before you realize it. If you're somebody who you can't really, you can only do so much, but if you can really be in the present and not fixate on how it ends, which is not me, because I do that about everything. I'm always fixated on how it ends and don't always appreciate the moment I'm in. If you're somebody that's different than me that can do that, 35-7, what would you have taken?
That's pretty incredible.
5 years ago for their home record, you know, a little bit over 500, win more than you lose, I guess. So I can feel like, you know, I'm getting what I want out of this. Yeah. And not gonna, can't win them all. 35-7, all those drives home, all those games, and then those drives home, and then the next day at work are just like, this is the best. You're happy in those days. And if you go to games and it is like week to week for you, then the opposite would just make it all the more miserable than just shunning it, which is what people, and I've kind of done this with the Sabres myself, is just sort of block it out. I'm not going to go to games because going to games makes me angry and makes me feel stupid because I'm spending so much money on this and I just am not enjoying it at all. I've got no chance of winning. I don't believe the organization is serious about winning. So why am I doing it? And well, you know, in my case, I chose to stop. So that doesn't, none of that feels good. But it's worse if you go and you live it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have all these negative feelings, as, you know, than somebody who just can sort of not watch. I'm not going to bother because I feel like that, you know, feels better or at least less bad. So that's all. It's all obvious, I guess. It's all self-evident. If you're experiencing it week to week, year to year, then yes, not only are the endings very disappointing, but we sit with them and talk about them for the next 8 months, if not past that. 13 seconds is forever, I think. But how the season ended is much more of how we spend our time than what happened in the middle. We don't talk about the Detroit game very often.
Right.
I don't think
right.
We talked about the Detroit game after the day after it happened.
That's right. We're on to the next one, and yeah.
And how many games back am I?
Right.
And what seed am I? And who am I playing? And all of that. Lots of different ways to consume sports, you know? I think the healthiest is probably not this way.
As invested as as you feel.
Yeah. And you're just always talking about the ending and how you have a team this good, and what's wrong with it. It's probably not the healthiest way.
Yeah.
You know, those fans on the West Coast that are always described as being more aloof about sports, just more casual, that seems maybe
That might be the way.
Better.
That might be the way, yeah.
Do we think so? Can we say yeah. that? Do we like how we do it? Do we do it the way we do it because we want to do it this way? Or it's just because that's sort of the life we're born into, and it's people around us.
I mean that it's going to be so different for every person. I just feel like in my life I need things to pour myself into, emotionally, intellectually, creatively, whatever it is. And the sport, the Bills and the Sabres touch. I mean, creatively, I guess this qualifies as that for me. Like doing this, shaping these shows and talking with you every day, there is a creative element to that. And I need the emotional outlet. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'd want to be, I'm about as casual as I think I want to be about it. Because I do not, watching games versus how I end up reacting to them are two very different exercises. I am not, unless it's the very end, I mean, and by the very end, I mean the end of the season is looming, right? So elimination game time, right? Tyler Bass field goal, 13 seconds, like these bitter endings for us. I might be up in pacing for that. But the game is going on. I'm mostly just sitting, taking it in. I don't need to act out on social media about things that are happening. If anything pisses me off during a game, like while in the second quarter of a game, it's usually a commercial or a promotion or something that is ancillary to the actual, competition. And I don't think I don't think I'd want to function at any more casual a level than that, I think, for
good.
Myself.
You should do it the way you want to be doing it. Chris Trapasso coming up in 20 minutes. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.